It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show. And it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's rescreen these calls and maybe we get something in here before we get into the seven things. Before we do that, though, let me remind you it is 8 after the hour, and that means time to remind you that Matt Curtis and the Matt Curtis Real Estate Team, they are selling a home every 8 hours. And if you want to get involved in that and get your house sold quickly, call Matt Curtis today, 256-333-MOVE. That's 256-333-MOVE. Call Matt Curtis today. And when you do, make sure you tell him Dale Jackson sent you. And let's go ahead and get to it real quick. The question of the day, $50 free-for-all Friday question of the day was, why is the Great Recession happening? Well, why is that going down? Why is that happening? And what exactly are we looking at here? Let's real quick get Mark from Owens Crossroads in here to answer that question before we take our next break. Mark, go ahead.
Okay, look, Dale, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so I think it's a combination of things going. If you can remember, before COVID even hit, there was the big push for $15 an hour jobs. Well, then COVID happened, and now they're getting that. So combined with government spending, everybody's got money. They can't really spend it. They're going out, and places can't get full, but yet you can get $15 an hour anywhere you want, practically, even Wendy's. I think people are just seeing opportunities. There are sign-on bonuses, and even though the unemployment rate technically is going down, there is so much opportunity out there. You can't not get a job just the way that COVID hit and how the economy is responding. And nobody's sticking around because they have so much opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get almost any job you want in that industry.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with anything you just said there. I mean, you're right about everything you said. Mark, thank you very much.
You just made the list!
Pete, Trinity, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Dale. Good morning.
Morning.
We got a retired Marine here, and listen, I believe the problem's twofold. From the employee side, we've got kids today that spend $100,000 to go get their degree in liberal arts, and they go looking for a job. They don't want to get their hands dirty. We got trade schools where you would spend a quarter of that amount of money, and you got jobs waiting for you making $35 an hour. But as far as on the employer side, you know, I worked for General Electric. I had a pension. You don't see that anymore. You know, they throw the 401s at you, but if you're making $15 an hour, how much money can you afford to put in the 401? The incentive to stay at these companies is basically gone. It isn't like it was when I was a young man.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? I mean, that's the whole thing. They call it a great resignation. Yes, I know a lot of people are going and getting other jobs and stuff like that, but a lot of people are quitting their jobs completely. What are they going to do? If they don't stay at these companies, where do they go?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because as you bounce around and bounce around and bounce around, the potential to make more money, it doesn't exist. You're a new employee.
I'll tell you this right now, that right there is an old school mindset, my friend, because in today's world, you don't get penalized for jumping around from job to job to job to job like you used to. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, but I disagree with that last point. We'll get more of your phone calls on this as well, but thank you for your call, Mark.
You just made the list!
Right now, though, it's time for one of my favorite segments that we do every day here. It is the seven things you should be talking about today, brought to you by my good friends over there at Two Men in a Truck. Yes, listen, Two Men in a Truck. Let's talk about the grandma rule first. To treat everyone the way you want your grandma to be treated. That's what it's about at Two Men in a Truck, and that's what they do. Cindy and I loved what they did for us. They came in. They packed it up. They took it away. They dropped it off at the new place. They opened it up. They staged it. They did a great job. We were happy. Everything was good to go from the minute we walked into our new house. We were absolutely ecstatic. Nobody does it better than Two Men in a Truck. They've got a great team of people. They've been doing it for years, locally owned and operated, hundreds of thousands of moves. And we're talking anything from a small apartment to a giant office building. You're going to get Two Men in a Truck and so much more to make your move happen. Call today to get an estimate. Check them out online at TwoMenInATruckHuntsville.com. You're going to love these guys. I do. You will. So go check them out today. TwoMenInATruckHuntsville.com. Let's get to it. It is time for the often duplicated, never replicated, the most critically acclaimed segment here on the Dale Jackson Show, the seven things you should be talking about today.
Now time for the seven things you'll be talking about today. Number seven.
All right, let's go ahead and get right to it. The people do not want, and let's make this crystal clear, they do not want to hear any more about Trump and Biden. That's what some polling shows. That is actually what some polling shows here, and I'm loving it, okay? I'm just going to be completely honest with you. If you look at the numbers here, you'll find yourself saying, wow. A new poll done by the AP show that people don't want Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Again, don't worry, you're getting it, okay? 48% of Democrats and 28% of people overall say they want Biden to run. Trump gained 56% of Republicans support for him to run again, and 27% overall saying they want him to run again. I think those numbers are a little skewed, personally, the number overall, because, of course, if you're a Republican, you don't want Biden to run again, but you should want him to. And if you're a Democrat, you don't want Trump to run again. And I don't know. I would argue maybe you should want him to, too, if you're a Democrat.
Number six.
Speaking of Donald Trump, if he can't be president of the United States, well, maybe he could be Speaker of the House. Yeah, that's right. This is the actual conversation that was taking place. I was emceeing a debate the other day, and I'll tell you what. There were a lot of people there saying, yeah, let's put Trump as Speaker of the House. This was a congressional debate for the 5th Congressional District of Republicans. Great event, by the way. Specifically, former Assistant Secretary of the Army Casey Wardinsky, candidate Harrison Wright, and Athens teacher Andy Blaylock said that Trump should be Speaker if they had the choice. State Senator Paul Sanford and U.S. Representative Jim said U.S. Representative Jim Jordan. Economic developer John Roberts said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And Dale Strong said that he will focus on being elected to the next congressman for the 5th Congressional District. But, yeah, we've heard this a lot about Trump being Speaker of the House. I mean, it's a good line. Never gonna happen.
Number five.
Ale.com loves criminals. Can we just say this? The folks at Ale.com, there is no crime that they will not try to create a sob story about. Murder? Nope. Trying to kill someone in a mall? Nope. Using dogs, using drugs while pregnant? Nope. Stabbing your boyfriend? Nope. The last one's part of a feature they've written about Baldwin County's use of ankle monitors for people on bail, and they try to explain how wrong it is. Well, they presented it in a way that's like something that keeps people down and focuses on one person who had her case dismissed. That's not what it's about. The ankle monitors are done so people cannot be in a jail cell waiting for their trial. Instead, they can be out in the real world working and possibly putting their case together and not sitting in a jail cell. If I was Baldwin County, I would respond to this by saying, okay, no more animals.
Number four.
A majority of people support abortion restrictions, believe it or not. You wouldn't know that if you ever turned on your television. Today, there's going to be a giant event on the mall, the March for Life. You're not going to see much of it on any place other than Fox News. But a latest Marist poll shows that a majority of people in the United States support restricting abortion in some way. 71% of people say they support real restrictions that are more pro-life than federal law and the laws of many states. It's a big number. And 54% of Americans say they are pro-choice, but only 17% of respondents support abortion at any time in a pregnancy. 12% during the first 6 months, 22% in the first 3 months, 28% said in situations of rape and incest, and 9% said only when the mother's life is in danger. And 12% said no abortion should be allowed at any time. But if you pay attention to the media, they would tell you that everyone just loves abortion and is demanding more of it.
Number three.
People have not lost their right to vote. Everyone knows it. We're not stupid. You can try to play us like we're stupid. Tommy Tuberville recently spoke about the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. He described them as a Trojan horse and said the Democrats are trying to federalize the elections. I love this because he's right. Tuberville criticized that position and said anyone who disagrees with their bill does not support the right to vote. He said that position is a joke. He said this cannot be further from the truth. Mitch McConnell said the same thing yesterday, but he misspoke when he said, well, the concern is misplaced because if you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting just as high a percentage as Americans. The media and their Democrats are suggesting McConnell was saying African-Americans aren't Americans. This is obviously untrue, but this is politics, just like Joe Biden. You know, black kids are learning just as well as regular kids.
Number two.
Mike Durant responds to what he calls disgusting, false, and misleading attacks. Well, the U.S. Senate candidate and businessman Mike Durant's campaign is facing controversy. They are now asking the other top candidates in the race, U.S. Representative Mo Brooks of Huntsville and former Business Council of Alabama President Katie Britt to condemn the disgusting, false, and misleading attacks by the liberal and fake news. In the statement, Durant's campaign demanded that Congressman Brooks and Chief of Staff Katie Boyd Britt, this is what he says, demanded that they immediately, that's a quote, immediately condemn this terrible attack. Brooks' campaign put out a statement saying, look, this is the first we've heard of this. We're shocked and saddened for Mr. Durant's sister and his family, as well as any other women who have experienced something similar. This woman's trauma is not a matter for politics, and we're simply not going to make it part of the campaign. The Britt campaign did not respond to this so far. The media's been kind of silent.
Now, time for the number one thing you'll be talking about today.
The bipartisan love affair is going on in the Alabama legislature. It is never going to stop because they agree once again. Let's spend that $772 million. Both Alabama State Senate and State House have figured out a way to approve identical bills that lay out the plans to spend that money. Final approval is expected within the next week of the special session. The Governor Kay Ivey called for the issue. The current plans are to spend 36% on broadband expansion, 29% on water and sewer projects, 20% on medical care services. House General Fund Budget Committee Chairman Steve Klaus, a Republican of Ozark, has said that there needs to be a focus on starting all projects quickly since the demand for these are expected to increase as other states form similar plans. That's an interesting take there about how we need to get this thing going before the workers that can do this kind of work are gobbled up elsewhere. That's a smart play there by Representative Klaus. So there you have it. The seven things you should be talking about today, brought to you by Two Men and a Truck, Huntsville.com. We got a lot to get into. We've got our $50 Free for All Friday question of the day and more. Stay tuned. You listen to The Dale Jackson Show. We've got Arthur Orr coming up later this hour, and we've got Tim James coming up as well in the 8:30 segment of this program. So keep it locked right here.
Get WBNN's Dale Jackson's 7 Things You Should Be Talking About Today right in your email box every morning. Go to yellowhammernews.com and sign up today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.